Lesson 3. The pitch and rhythm characteristics of the Italian accent. Along with the resonance, which has this aggressive movement forward and the puffing out of the air which we worked so hard on in the last lessons, we also tend to have a very interesting staccato rhythm pattern. It's a pattern of stress which I like to think of as having three parts or three stages. Now, since most of you using the tape are probably actors, let me use the terms rising action, climax, and falling action to label these three different stress stages in Italian utterance. Each unit of speech, and this unit can be a short phrase or a longer utterance, depending on how often you have words which need to get the particular stress. But each unit of speech tends to start with a staccato da-da-da-da-da until you come to the stressed word. Then the stressed syllable of the stressed word tends to get hit even harder and go up in pitch. That's what I'm calling the climax stage. Then the pitch drops back to its original level and sort of tails off, still again in a staccato. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Now, there's absolutely no rule that can tell you which words will be stressed and rise in pitch and get this slight elongation that they also take on the climax stage. That depends entirely on what the speaker is doing, trying to say, and what he's trying to accomplish with stressing certain words. But there are a lot of words that do not take this primary stress in the utterance. Now let's use the words that I just said. I said that don't take the primary stress in the utterance. I was stressing the word primary, and I was implying primary as opposed to secondary. So the pattern was da 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 primary, going up in pitch to the climax, then dropping back down, da 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 da, stress in the sentence. Now there are a lot of words that do not take the primary stress in the sentence. Now here I chose a different word for the climax. I chose stress for the sentence. So I elongated stress, went up in pitch, and then came down into my falling action. Let's practice those three stages of stress and pitch using some letters. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. Now, if I were to choose E as the most important word in the utterance, then A, B, C, D would lead up or the rising action, A, B, C, D, and then E would rise and elongate. So you'd have A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I. And then the F, G, H, I would be the falling action. Now, if we want B to represent the most important word, then you just have the short lead up of A, B, C, D, F, G. If G is stress, then we have, it's no longer rising action just on one, it's A, B, C, D, E, F, and then G. So you have A, B, C, D, F, G, and then falling action just H, I. A, B, C, F, G, H, I, J, K. Now what we have to do now is take some phrases and apply this rhythm pitch principle to them. Since this is Italian accent, we'll do some lines with an Italian person. We'll say, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Now, depending on which words we want to stress, different things will happen. We can go, in 1492. And in that case, we're stressing for some reason the word 90. So we say, in 1499, and then we get T2, is the falling action. And then the second phrase is going to have another pattern, another rising and climax and falling action. And we say, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. So we have rising action. Columbus then sails the climax and then the ocean blue, the falling action. So you can go back and listen to sentences on the instruction of the first side of the tape and listen for these patterns. It's not always going to be as clear-cut as what I'm giving you in these examples here. But you'll still be able to identify and try to imitate some of these patterns. Now, as you're doing that, please realize how closely This staccato rhythm pattern is related to the resonance or tone placement we were working on so hard before. As you go back through earlier lessons, now you try to integrate these new elements together with the old resonance that we were doing before. It's all really part of the same gestalt or the same organic core to this basic sound of Italian speech. But there is still one other important feature in Italian we must look at regarding rhythm. We sometimes hear the sound a being added afterwards in Italian. In fact, when you hear some people trying to do Italian, you just hear them trying to imitate the accent by throwing in these. You can hear what I'm doing. I'm just doing this crazy haphazard putting in of the a sound. But just putting in this sound is very wrong. It's very, very wrong. There are several important points I must make about this. First, and perhaps most important, there are many, many, many speakers of Italian accent that don't have this trait at all. In fact, most of the speakers that you listen to and most of the speech that I'm doing on this tape does not have the intrusive a. With the resonance that we're doing and the rhythm traits, this intrusive a is not necessary to create the impression of authenticity in Italian accent. Listen, for example, sometimes to Luciano Pavarotti, the famous opera singer. Listen to him when he talks. You don't hear this. Listen to the film director Bertolucci. You don't hear this. So it's not important that it absolutely must be done. Sometimes you think more of the Sicilian accent as having this. Sometimes you think of it more as the thick, the very thick Italian accent of people who are just trying to learn English as having this intrusive sound. Okay, now though. The second very important principle. Even in the thick sound or the regional sound that has this a, the intrusive sound is not usually a fully voiced vowel a. It's more like a puff of air, sometimes a very slightly voiced puff of air, which is more of a continuation of the previous consonant sound than it is a full intrusive vowel. It comes at the end of the consonant. Did you hear what I just said there? I said consonante. T. Followed through, just a little aspiration. Consonante. That time a little bit of a voice followed through from the sound. This is something else, which if you do it right, just this slight additional aspiration, continuation of the consonant, goes right along and integrates right into the resonance techniques and the rhythms we were practicing before. Another important point, though. Even when this extra sound is included in your accent, even when you use just this slight aspiration or this slight vocal puff, it must never come after a word that ends in a vowel. You'd never say, go to the moon, or go to the moon, because you have go to the, you already have the vowel there. Also, after a consonant sound, if the consonant is already followed by a word starting with a vowel, also you would never add the word. You would not say, pick up the toys, because you have pick up. You have that vowel sound. The a is already there, or any vowel is already there. You see, this intrusive sound tends to come into the accent because most Italian words end in vowels. And with this aggressive sound, when you have the accent, this little extra sound compensates for the fact that so many English words do not end in vowel. So if you don't have the word end in vowel, and if you don't have the next sound start in a vowel, then we tend to put this little extra sound in to compensate. But if you're doing this resonance properly, and if you're doing the rhythm properly of the Italian sound, it is not absolutely necessary to have it come in. But let's practice a few lines with this extra sound. You remember it doesn't have to be done, but we'll still practice it. We'll use the lines, way down upon this Swanee River far, far away, there's where my heart is yearning ever, there's where the old folks stay. Now you hear there, I didn't put it in at all. If we put it in now, we see what happens. We go way down. We're not going to go way down because we have a vowel there. But we could go just a little bit upon the Swanee River, just a slight burst. But we're not going to go Swanee River because we have the E there, Swanee River. Far, far away. After the R, just a little additional aspiration. Far, far away. But away starts with a vowel, so we don't need it there. There's where, yes. Come right into that slight extra sound from the S consonant. There's where. My heart is yearning ever. My ends in a vowel, don't need it. Heart is starts with a vowel, don't need it. Yearning ever. Ever starts with a vowel, don't need it. You see how it's such a fallacy to be putting this in all the time. There's where, yes. There's where between two consonants. The old, no. The old folks, yes. There we have two consonants, so where the old folks stay. A little bit folks stay. A little bit can come in there. So again, listen to me on the tape. Occasionally you'll hear it. Occasionally, just a slight aspiration comes in there. Frequently, just the resonance and the rhythm suffice to create this effect. This is the end, then, of our lesson discussing the rhythm and pitch characteristics of the Italian accent.